AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Health officials around the world ask for time and patience as they study a new coronavirus variant that has emerged in southern Africa. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN New Day that the variant seems to spread more easily.
When they do test positivity, they're seeing that it's a bit more widespread in South Africa than was originally felt a couple of days ago. So it's in a fluid motion. We're finding more about it, and literally it's something that in real time we're learning more and more about.
Outside of southern Africa, cases have been reported in Belgium, Israel, and Hong Kong. Some nations moved to stop air travel from southern Africa, and stocks tumbled in Asia, Europe, and the U.S., the Dow dropping more than 900 points in morning trading. The price of oil plunged 7%. AP's Rita Foley has this.
The S&P appeared to be headed toward its worst day since September, down 1.7%. The NASDAQ dropped 1.1% soon after the open. Companies felt the economic impact fast. Flights between South Africa and Europe were subject to quarantine or being shut down altogether. Airline stocks were quickly sold off, with Delta Airlines, United, and American Airlines falling roughly 9% each in the early going. Oil prices also fell sharply, plunging nearly 8%. Investors, fearful of more lockdowns and travel bans, moved money into Zoom and Peloton. I'm Rita Foley.
Federal health officials say Merck's experimental COVID-19 pill is effective, but there are questions about its safety, especially during pregnancy. Food and Drug Administration posted its review ahead of next week's public meeting of outside experts who will debate the drug's benefits and risks. If the FDA authorizes the drug, it would be the first pill for U.S. patients infected with the virus. All FDA-authorized drugs currently used against coronavirus require an IV or an injection. This is AP News. Holiday shopping hits high gear today as people hit the stores looking for deals on this day after Thanksgiving. AP's Ben Thomas reports there are some lingering worries.
Industry experts expect record-breaking sales this holiday season. The National Retail Federation predicts an increase as much as 10.5% compared with last year. Senior Director Catherine Cullen.
We're expecting at least 158 million shoppers. Those are people who are already planning to shop.
Collins says many don't plan to wait until Friday.
A lot of retailers offer their deals across, their mobile channels, across their e-commerce sites, as well as in stores. And so there's a little less pressure for consumers to sort of line up the way they may have in the past.
The big question, whether supply shortages, higher prices, and staffing issues might leave shoppers disappointed. I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.